AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Iraq's prime minister says his country's forces are capable of defeating the Islamic State group without the help of foreign combat forces. Haider al-Abadi's statement came hours after Defense Secretary Carter told Congress that a new special operations force would be deployed to Iraq to step up the fight against the terrorist group.
It takes advantage of what we're good at. We're good at intelligence. We're good at mobility. We're good at surprise. We have the long reach that no one else has.
The head of the Internal Revenue Service says agents investigating crimes will no longer use cell phone tracking technology without a warrant. More from the AP's Tammy Abdullah.
The IRS says that it has paused use of the technology. It has one cell phone tracking simulator, and it's currently working on a policy that will ensure that a search warrant is sought except in like an emergency case.
Rahm Emanuel sought for months to keep the public from seeing a video that shows a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. Now, a week after the video's release, the Chicago mayor has fired the police superintendent, created a task force for police accountability, and expanded the use of body cameras.
Now is the time for fresh eyes and new leadership to confront the challenges the department and our community and our city are facing as we go forward.
Civil rights activist Al Sharpton says it seemed to him as if Chicago officials were trying to keep the family of Laquan McDonald quiet.
I think that Rahm Emanuel firing the police commissioner is huge, but I think more young people in the long term will remember what happened in this film and why people like Rahm Emanuel must be held accountable.
An all-star event in New York Tuesday, which was World AIDS Day, honored the Prophets One and Red, co-founded by Bono. He did so with the help of Miley Cyrus, Sting, Vice President Biden, and Stephen Colbert. This is AP Radio News. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump reflected on the Vietnam War before a campaign event in New Hampshire. He explained why he didn't serve in the military then.
I didn't serve. I haven't served. And frankly, I had deferments because of college, like a lot of people did. Numerous deferments because of college. And I had a foot thing, and I had deferment for that.
Trump says he does feel a little guilty that he didn't serve. Senator Marco Rubio took his presidential campaign to Guntersville, Alabama, and talked about the threat from the Islamic State.
I was recently, maybe an hour ago, by a radio host asked, if you were to be able to ask Hillary Clinton one question, what would it be? And I would say this: name me one part of the world where we are safer today than we were before Barack Obama took over as president.
Democrat Hillary Clinton reached out to black voters, speaking on the 60th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest for refusing to give up her seat on the bus to a white passenger. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.